Gemara in the Sama of Rava Menalev has a member of Rava, that's six lines from the bottom. Amar Rava Tabua Linase Vinis Paisa Sricha Shateshev Shivanakir. So if a man, I don't know what the best revision of Tabua is, proposes, suggests marriage, demands, a situation where there's a marriage proposal and the woman agrees, so she has to sit Shiva Nikim. What's the reason? Says Rashi. Svicha leshev shiva nekiyim. Shema machmas taivas chimud ras adam. We're concerned that maybe because of the emotion that is associated with agreeing to get married, that somehow precipitates a re'iyas dam. The Rashi writes over here, the Rashi ben Chidushim, the Samach Vav and Aleph, as well as in the Torah Sabayis Arach Heyam Beis, Torah Sabayis Arach Heyam Beis. The Rashi just expands a little bit that what's the concern? Maybe she sees Dan because of the Chimud, and even if she would do a Bedika, and the Bedika would yield nothing, still, Rechoshesh, Shema Rasa Tipas Dam Kachardol, and they got lost. Now we're concerned, maybe there is Dam Chibud. Even if she'll do Bedika and discover nothing on the Bedika, we're still worried, maybe there was a Tipas Dam Kachardol that got ignored. That's why we have this institution of Tabuli Nosei Tzvicha Leishev Shiva Nekia. Now the Rashi was pretty clear that a bedika won't help you. Even if you did a bedika, you find nothing on the bedika, we're still concerned maybe there was dam that you missed. And that's how we assume, but there is a minority opinion we showed him of the Ravia. The Ravia is quoted in the Chuvas Maimonios Simon Aleph, in the back of the Rambam. There are Chuvas Maimonios, so Kedusha, Simon Aleph, and the Chuvas Maimonios printed on the back of the Rambam. He quotes from the Ravia, also printed in the Hagos Maimoni Defus Constantine, not the Hagos Maimoni on the bottom of the page, but the Hagos Maimoni, which is printed in the Frankfurt Rambam in the back, different version of the Hagos Maimoni, Defus Kushta, Paragat Aleph Alachates, Hagos Maimonios, Defus Kushta, Paragat Aleph Alachates. So they quote from the Ravia the following. Shema rasa tipas dam, v'lava daita. Maybe she saw a tipas dam and didn't realize. Hilkach, tzvicha shivinakiyam kechumid r'vzeira. Aval kodem tviya linase lo chashina l'chima. So they're only concerned once there's a tviya linase, once there's a tavu linase, but not before. The Lefi Perish said, Im Amra Bari Li Vegamba Dakti Atzmi Biyom Tviya. So if she says, I know for a fact there's no dam, and I did a bedika immediately at the point of Tviya, Lo Haisa Tzvicha Shivanakiyam El Nivellas Alter. So in theory, the concern is that maybe there is a Tipas Dam of Dam Chimud, but if you do bedika right away, then you don't have to worry about that tipas dam, and she would in theory be mutaris alter. So there is such a position in the Ravia, but all the other Rishonim assume that tavuli nase tzvicha leishev shiva nekiyim, even if you did a bedika, the bedika doesn't help, you still require the shiva nekiyim. Shema rasadam machmas chima. Fine. There's a Rashban daf kafa mebeis, Dibur Maskel Haidam Chimud. Kafa Mebeis Dibur Maskel Haidam Chimud. The Gemara there has a brief story of how the Amoraim were able to identify certain dam as being dam Chimud. So they paskin that certain dam is considered dam Chimud. The Rashi there explains what difference does it make that it's Dam Chibud? Dam Chibud is Tameh and Dam Nida is Tameh. So what's the value in determining that given Dam is Dam Chibud versus regular Dam Nidus? Isn't it all the same Lameisa? So Rashi says in a Chanami, because after all you see from our Gemara Tzamech Chvav, Tavuli Nasi Tzvichel Eishiv Shiv Nekiyim, that even if it's Dam Chibud is still Metameh, at least Midrabanim. And the whole Nafkamina Dafkaf is that the Amoraim demonstrated their Chachma to be able to distinguish between different types of Dab. But fundamentally, as far as the Din's concerned, there's no difference whether it's Dam Chimud or Dam Nida. Both of them are Netameh. However, the Rashi there quotes a second Shita. So Yesh B'Farshim in the Ran, it's a day in the Me'iri. That Dam Chimud is Tahor. What's the concern? That Dam Chimud is fundamentally Tahor, so why is there a din of Rava Tavuli Nase Tzvicha Leishev Shivanakim? Because they're worried that maybe Dam Nidus got mixed together with the Dam Chimud. That's what the Meiri writes, V'yesh B'farshim, Shelo Asru Dam Chimud Ela Mechashash Ir of Dam Nidus. The only reason we ask for Dam Chimud is because maybe there's Dam Nidus mixed together with Dam Chimud. But in a Chanami, Kol Shehikir Ein Sham Elohu Tar, if in theory you'd be able to ascertain that the only Dam present is Dam Chimud, even if it's real Dam, Dam Chimud is Nam Tamis. According to this Deya in the Meiri, Yesh Mepharshim the Ran, Sheet according to the Rashba, there's a fundamental difference between Dam Chimud and Dam Nida. Dam Chimud Ikar Din is Tahor. The only concern is that we can't distinguish whether there might not be Dam Nida mixed together with the Dam Chimud.
Does anyone taste the rest?
Yeah, we'll get there. Okay. So what is the nature of the Shivanakiyam that the Gemara requires for Tavua Linase? We haven't really discussed Shivanakiyam yet. That'll be our next major topic. But is this a Shivanakiyam that requires a Hefsek Tara? Is it a Shivanakiyam that requires Bidikos? How many Bidikos? But before we talk about that, it's just important to note, to put things in perspective, that the whole discussion here of Tavuli Nase, and to the extent that there may be kulos as far as the need for Hasektar, as far as the need for Bidikos, how many Bidikos, that's only relevant to a woman who otherwise is Tahora. And then there's a special din of Tavuli Nase. But Lemaisa, and the Torah Shalman points this out in Sifkat and Gimel, Lamaisa, given our practice, as we noted, the Shuvas HaRivash, the Ramah quotes that we discussed a while ago, that our practice is penuyos, don't go to the mikvah. So as a practical matter, any woman who is still seeing Dan, gets married for the first time, she's a Nida, so the requirement for her to undergo Shivanakiyam and go to the mikvah before the wedding is Me'ikar Adin, because she's a Nida, nothing to do with Tavuli Nasi and Dam Chimud.
Wasn't that only assuming that she had blood within those last 7 days?
No. She had blood 3 years ago. She's still a Nida. She never went to the mikvah.
She doesn't need Shiva. She doesn't need Shiva. She doesn't need Shiva.
No. She needs Shiva Nakim.
Tiba Tamka Kagla requires you to have Shiva Nakim where you're actively knowing.
Not Tiba Tamka Kagla. She needs Shiva Nakim because she's a Nida.
So those Shiva Nakim were accomplished the 3 years ago she had her Nida?
No, she didn't have Shiva Nakim. She didn't do Bidikos. So as a practical matter, any kala who's going to get married, if she's not a Mesulekes Damim, is presumably a Nida, and she has to go through the regular tire process of any Nida. The whole discussion of Tavuli Nase, to the extent that there may be any kulas there, is only relevant to a woman who Balav Hachi is Tahora. The Torah Sashalman points this out in Sifkat and Gimel, nearly Pasha. The kozer may the katana shilarasa meolam, the lakagaba rak chashash the shema machmas kimud rasa. So the theory of the really nasa, this is relevant, it could be relevant for a katana who never served down before. Abagdola Sharasa, Vafila Rasa Atarak say Yamin Rabin Sharasa. She hadn't seen Dam in weeks. But she saw Dam at some point, Mikal Makam, Mistama Daini Tamei Kanida Gamura, the Mistama La Safra Shiva Nakiyam, Kame Shi Pinuya. M Kane, Sricha Shiva Kanida Gamura. Dain Khilak Bain Panuya Linasua. So in the normal situation of a woman who is getting married, the requirement to go through a tahara process is meikar din, because she's a nida, independent of tabuli nasi. That being said, what is the nature of the shiva nikiyam that is required for tavua li nasi? The Rashba writes, Torah Sabayis Sa'aruch, back on Daf Hei, Heim Beis and the Aruch, and the Chidushim here on Samach Vav Amud Aleph. The Rashba writes that in the situation of Tavua Linase, there's no requirement for a Hefsek Tara. And Mi'ikar Adin, there's no requirement for Bedikas. The Rashba writes, I'm reading from the Chidushim, U'mistabra she'ena tzricha Hefsek Tara v'lo Bedika Tovzai. Mistabra that a woman who's Tavua Linase does not require a Hefsek Tara before the 7 days, and doesn't require bedikas during the 7 days. Lo b'tchilasan, lo b'sofan. Why not? L'fish einzu ala chashasha ba'alma, v'day la v'shivas shiva. So it's only a chashash, maybe there is dam chimur, and then all you need is to wait 7 days. V'afa p'isha amir t'vi chalei shiv shiv nekiyim. I didn't rather say you have to have shiv nekiyim. Shiv nekiyim usually means with bedikas. It doesn't really mean the full Shiva Nakiyam where you have to camp with Bedikos. Afila Vitkilas and Abasov and Gishar Nakiyam is Abba Ba'am Amru. Ella Koshala Rigisha Vidam Tosayin Nikiyam Kriyan Alahu. As long as she's not aware of any Dam during the 7 days, that is what Rava means Shiva Nakiyam. Not Shiva Nakiyam of Sfurim, not Shiva Nakiyam of Bedikos, just Shiva Nakiyam that she's not aware of any Dam during those 7 days, because this anyway is only a chumrah, it's not a me'ikar adin consideration, and therefore we don't have to be machmir to require bedikas.
So we're saying in this case, you never, quote unquote, receive that full status of nida, that's why we don't have to be machmir like a regular case of nida where she has to do bedikas every day.
Correct. And then he quotes the position of the Raivid, the Ramban, who do require bedikas, which we'll analyze in a minute. He says that even though he disagrees, it's appropriate to be choshesh for their positions to require bedikas. But fundamentally, the Rashba thinks no bedikas are necessary, but as a practical matter, he thinks he should be choshesh for the Rishonim that argue that do require bedikas, as we'll talk about in a moment. The Mereshes Moshe points out, Siman Kuf Yudbeis, that the Rambam also sounds like there's no requirement of bedikas during these 7 days. The Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Yud writes the following. Sorry, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Tes. Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Tes. Yes, or El Zeh. Kol bas shetavu alinase v'ratzas minin espaisa shoha shivas yimei nekiyim me'achar sheratzas v'achar kaftiyam utaris levaylo. The Rambam's lashon is shoha shivas yimei nekiyim. She waits shiva nekiyim. So there's a mashmos in the lashon of shoha that there's no requirement for bedikos. You just have to wait. You have to wait the 7 days, but you don't have to do anything more active. And he gets posted by regular Shimon Akim, the Rambam uses Lashon of Soferes, Soferes being more active, Soferes presumably the Bedikos. Here he just uses the Lashon of Shohet. Okay, so that's the Shita Sarashba, that Me'ikar Adin, there's no need for Bedikos or Hefzikara, even though the Rashba himself thinks he should be Machmir Lamaisa, and maybe the Rambam as well, that there's no need for Bedikos. The Rush asks, on the Rashba, the Rush is in Perek Yud Siman Dalet, Perek Yud Siman Dalet. The Rush is bothered, if you don't need Bedikos, so what's the point of a Shivan Akiyah? The Rashba is essentially creating a new form of Shivan Akiyah that doesn't have precedent. We never find the Shivan Akiyah without Bedikos. So Meheta Tesi, just because this is a lower level concern, that the requirement of Shiva Nakim doesn't involve Bedikos. There's no such model for Shiva Nakim without Bedikos. That's the Rush's Kasha on the Rashba. And the Rush assumes, like the Ravid, that it's true, you don't need a Hefsetara, but at least you need Bedikos during Shiva. Now, why don't you need a Hefsetara? So that the Ravid addresses, Bali and Efesh, Shara Sphere of Abedika Sivan Gimel. Shara Sphere of Abedika Sivan Gimel. The Lashon HaRavid is, now there's a Mashmos here that Lechachili, you do need a Hefsetara, but at least B'di'evit is not Ma'akev. Lashon HaRavid, Ubetviya Zumatsanu, Af Alpi Shalo Hifrisha Vitara, the Bedika, even though she wasn't, she didn't do a Hefzatara, so that's Mash might think that Lechachili should do a Hefzatara. The Rebbe writes, even though she didn't do a Hefzatara, still Soferes Shiva Chutz Miyama Tviya Vitavela, she still can proceed to count the 7 days to have Shiva Nikim, even if there was no Hefzatara. I'm skipping a bit. And then he writes, Vatam, Vimnesha Eina Re'ias Vade El Safik. The whole concern here, the reason I require Shiva Nakim is only Nisafek. There was no actual Re'iyah that we know about. Inami, Kimlehu L'Rabbanon, Didam Chimba Dover Muadhu, Ukimi Shehesika Vitara Damya, or Chazal assumes. So either it's because there was no Re'iyah that we're aware of to begin with, so it's only a Safek, or because even if there was a Re'iyah, but Dam Chimba by its nature is a very small quantity. So you have the right to assume that whatever she saw the Dam Chibud, it was over as soon as it started. And it's Ki'ilu, there's a implicit Hefzikara. Because once she sees the Dam Chibud, it's unlikely, there's no concern that she's going to see any more Dam Chibud. As opposed to a regular Re'iyah. A regular Re'iyah is a significant amount of Dam. So then you need to do a Hefzikara to establish that she stopped seeing Dam. When it comes to Dam Chimud, either because it's only a suffix or because it's always a small quantity, there's no need for Hefzik Tara, because you have the right to assume, even without the actual Hefzik, that the Dam already stopped. That's why the Rabbi says you don't need a Hefzik Tara, but you do need Bedikos, because that's definitional to Shiva Nakim. But again, there is a Mashmos in the Rabbi that L'chachili should do Hefzik Tara. I think that's a mashmos in the Ramban also. If you look in the Ramban and the Halachos, Perek Gimel Halacha Yubeis, Perek Gimel Halacha Yubeis. Ha'isha shetavu linase v'nespaisa tzricha leishev shiva yam in the kiyam, chus miyam atfiyah. That Bedika doesn't help. You still need the Shiva Nakim. V'tzricha Bedika toch Shiva. She needs to do Bedika during the Shiva Nakim. V'af al pi shelo badka b'yom ha'tfiya lahafsik bein tumah l'tara. Even if she didn't do a hafsik tara, mona miyom shel achrav. She'ein ri'ya schimat ela ri'ya ketana l'shaita. That's like the second time on the Ravid. that since Dan Chimed is only a Re'iyah Ketana for a short period of time, then you don't really need to have Sektara. Right, but it does seem clear in the Ramban, like the Ravid, that there is a Lechachil of doing the Hefzik Tara. No?
You could read, I'm saying also. So
what?
The Ramban could also be saying that you left it later on. I'm saying you don't need that. Avapi that you're not doing
even
it.
Even if you didn't do it, you can still proceed.
Not,
so isn't there.
Even though you're not doing it. Not that even though you didn't do it, even though you're not.
Avapi Shalom Baka.
She's not doing it. She doesn't have to even go dead.
Avapi Shalom Baka Viyomatriya. I don't think it's more of a mashmah said. Even if she didn't do the hefzik tara, she could still proceed to count.
The way the Rashba presented it was that it was not that you don't need to look at the Ramban.
Correct. But I think if you read it, I'm not saying it's absolutely Bachreya, but I think the simpler reading of the Ramban, which I think is a simpler reading of the Ravid, is that there may still be a lechachila doing the hefzik tara. Both of the lashonos are, even if you weren't Masik Vitara. It could be even the Rashba citation of the Rav and the Ramban. We're easy to piska hilchos raivid to piska ramban shelo hitzricha have sektara. So that could also be they don't require the ikuva, but there may still be a lechachila. The Rush writes over here that the institution of Dan Chimed of Tavuli Nasek Tzvicha Shiva Nakiyim potentially predates or is independent of, maybe independent of, the Chumra of Rav Zera. So he writes that at the time, in Rav's time, the Chumra of Rav Zera wasn't yet nispashet universally. And yet, Rava had this din of Tavuli Nasek Tzvicha Leshev Shiv Nakiyim. So he says that theoretically, even independent of the Chumra of Rav Zera, there may still be a requirement of Shiv Nakiyim for Tavua Linasek. The Madaniyati here points out in Oth Shin, the Rush elsewhere seems to say otherwise. The Rush in Hilchas Mikvos, the end of Simon Lamed Vav, writes Beferish that the Chumer of Zera wasn't Spashib in Meirav. So we have to figure out how to deal with that. But the Rambam, it sounds like the Chumra of Tavuli Nase was very much part and parcel of Rav Zera. It was all part of the same package. Because the way the Rambam presents this in Yud Aleph Yisurei Bia, the Rambam begins Perek Yud Aleph with the Din D'Oraisa, as we saw. And then Halacha Dalet Odech Mir Benos Yisrael Al Atzman Chumri Yisei Relzu. So after Takanas Rebbe Shevasados, we have Chumri the Rav Zera. And then included in that he has the fact that we are Machmir on Dam Toar. And then in Halacha Ches, V'chein Din Dam B'sulim B'zman Hazeh. And Allah says, yes or okay, Kobas to Tavuli Nasei, etc. And then Halacha Yudi sums up, Kalad Varma Elu Chumri Yisei Rishanagu Babinos Yisrael Mimei Chach Mei Atamud Ve'ein Lasser Mimei Nololim. So it sounds like all these subcategories, including Tavuli Nasei, including Dan Basulim, are Chumros, Shenagu, Benos Israel, which are all subsumed under Chumra de Rav Zera. Okay, so what's the Yisod HaMachlokas between the Rosh and the Rashba, whether you require Bedikos during the Shivan Akiyam of Tavuli Naseh? The Sidri Tara suggests the following. Sidri Tara, at the end of Sukkot and Beis, the paragraph beginning Ach Adayim, end of Sukkot and Beis, the Emsa Dibur Ach Adayim. He thinks that maybe the Machlokas, the Rosh and the Rashba here, is the Machlokas of Shivan Akiyam in general, or the Bedikos of Shivan Akiyam in general, as we will discuss later on. Namely, there's a famous position of the Mil Tzedakah that we'll have to analyze when we get there. The Mil Tzedakah suggests that there's a fundamental requirement of Kavana during Shivan Akiyam, that you need to have a consciousness of what day in Shivan Akiyam you're holding in, and the fact that you are on that day, and that's accomplished through Bedikos. That the Bedikos are necessary in order to establish the proper kavana and consciousness of being in the midst of the Shivan Akiyam. So if you hold like the Mil Tzedakah suggests the Sidra Tara, then it should follow that that's definitional to Shivan Akiyam, and you need to have that by Tavu'ali Naseh as well. As opposed to, if you don't have this requirement of Kavana for Shivan Akiyam, you don't assume like the Mil Tzedakah. So since this is only a chumra of Tavu'ali Naseh Dam Kimut, so then you can be more makel about the Bedikos. Now theoretically you could have argued, even if you assume like the Mil Tzedakah by Shivan Akiyam, that's only by the real Shivan Akiyam. And maybe this is only, since this is only a chumra anyway, so it doesn't have to have all the trappings of Shivan Akiyam, even if Shivan Akiyam in general has this requirement of kavana, spurna, beduka. So I'm not sure if the Sidri Tari is 100% bachreach. You could assume like the Mil Tzedakah and still be makel in the Shivan Akiyam of Tavu'ali Naseh. Yeah.
The Shach makes that distinction, not in that regard, but in terms of whether you only did one Bedika on day one. He says there you could rely on the guide by Dam Kimut. He says since it's only a one anyway, you could rely on one. So you're clearly saying that it's something that you're willing to take extra kulas, even though we don't necessarily would hold to those kulas by the full fledged Shivan Akiyam.
Correct, but those kulas are at least things that Meikar Adin and Bidiyavu would be kosher during regular Shivan Akiyam.
Well, he thought day one, only one.
I mean, one is about the 1-7.
Yeah.
Correct. Okay, fine. Right. Rav Vosner has a different suggestion. Rav Vosner, true Shevet Alevi, Chelik Dei, Simen Sadi Aleph. Shevet Alevi, Chelik Dei, Simen Sadi Aleph. He points out that theoretically there are three possible issues at play when it comes to Dam Chimur. So concern number one is that at the point of Tavu'ali Naseh, where this upcoming marriage becomes a reality that could have an immediate emotional effect, and that could cause a ri'ya right there and then. So the moment of Tavu'ali Naseh, there's a concern there could be a ri'ya stam, dam koshu, tibas dam kichardo, at that point. That's concern number one. Potential concern number two is that in the lead up to the marriage, during the next 7 days, as the date of marriage gets closer, so then there could be a concern that maybe she's going to see Dam Nida. Concern number one is that at the point of Tavu'ali Naseh, that very moment, maybe she sees Dam Chimut. Concern number two is that she may see Dam, or the fact that there is Chimut, there is this emotional situation leading up to the wedding, that could cause her, during Shivan Akiyam, to have a real Re'iyah. I'm sorry?
The second one.
And maybe she'll have regular Riyah. Not Mishum Dam Kimit. Maybe she'll have a Riyah Sam Nida.
But that's Al Sam Kimit.
No. Maybe, again, assuming that Dam Kimit and Dam Nida are two different kinds of Dam, even if you assume that Dam Chimud is Meker Din Tameh, but still you have that distinction. Dam Chimud is definitionally, as a Ravid says, something small, as opposed to regular Ria, which is a more protracted amount of blood. So, concern number one is at the moment of Tavuli Nase, there's going to be Dam. Concern number two is that maybe during the course of the time leading up to the wedding, there's going to be Dam. That could be more Dam, that could be more significant Ria. And the third potential concern is that maybe during the time leading up to the wedding, during the next 7 days, there'll also be a minimal tipas dam kechardol as a result of the dam kibud that you might miss. So we're concerned, the theoretical concerns are maybe at the moment of tavuli nasid there'll be a tipas dam kechardol that you miss, maybe during the next 7 days there'll be a more significant riyah, or maybe during the next 7 days there will also be a tipas dam kechardol. So he says like this, that we're really only concerned about the first two concerns. Number one, maybe at the time of Tavuli Nase, there was a tipas dam kechardol that got lost. So in order to establish whether that was true or not, a bedika is not going to help, right? If we're concerned, maybe there's a little bit of blood that got lost. Even if you bedika the minute after tavuli nase, leaving aside the chuvas ma'amiyos, it's not going to help, as the Rashba writes, because maybe there's a tipas dam kechardol that got lost. Okay, so for that, the bedika won't help. However, as far as the second concern goes, that maybe in the week leading up to the wedding, she's going to see a real Riyah Sdam Nida, Shalom B'Shas Vesta. So for that, Bedikas will help. Because Bedikas will establish that she didn't have such a Riyah. It says maybe that's the machlokas, the Rush and the Rashba. Are we concerned about concern number two or just concern number one? If we're just concerned that maybe there was a tipas dam kechardol initially at the time of tavuli nase, so you have to count shiv and nekiyim to in case there was that tipas dam kechardol, but there's no need for bedikos during the shiv and nekiyim because we're not concerned about any subsequent riyas dam during the next 7 days. Whereas the Rush may be concerned that, no, in addition to the potential tipas dam kechardol that you see at the time of tavuli nase, maybe that's going to precipitate a more protracted Riyah sometime during the next 7 days. And for that, you need to do bedikas to make sure that there is no subsequent Riyah. So according to the Rush, the whole concern of dam chimud is only that initial moment of tavuli nase. We're not concerned about anything afterwards. And therefore, there's no need for bedikos during the shiv nekiyim. According to the Rush, we are concerned about the subsequent possibility of seeing dam during those 7 days, and that's why there's a need for bedika. No one's concerned about a tipas dam kechardol during the next 7 days, because that a bedika wouldn't even help for. That's what Vazir is suggesting as to what the Machlokas, the Rush, and the Rashba may be based on. Are we concerned about the possibility of a regular protracted Riyah during the Shiv Nekiyim of Tavua Linase? Okay, how do we assume Lahalacha? So open up the Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Shim and Kuf Tzadi Beis. Tavua Linase in his part, yeah.
For clarification, so is it just the time in which you're going to push it? So according to the
time is tevuli nasi?
Mm-hmm. According to the Rashi, we're only concerned about the very moment of tevuli nasi. Maybe that emotional situation precipitated a riyas dam or a tibet dam pekardo. But once that passed, we're not worried about seeing any subsequent dam from that point on. And the only reason you have Shivan Akiyam is to deal with that potential tibet dam pekardo that you saw. As opposed to saying that no, we're concerned once it's tevuli nasi. So, over the next period of time, there may still be a subsequent riyas dam. Okay, so Mechaber writes, beginning of Kufsadi Beis, Tavuli Nasei, V'nispaisa Tzricha Leishev Shivan Akiyam, Bein Gedola, Bein Ketana, V'afilu Baka Asam B'shas Tviya, Matza Tahora, even if she does a bedika that doesn't help, as the Rashba says, Shema Machma Schema Rasa Tipa Stam Kekarda V'lo Gishaba, fine. Umona Shiva Mimachras Yom Tviya, then you start counting Shivan Akiyam from the next day, V'eina Tzricha Hefzik Tara, and Mechaber writes, there's no need for a hefzik tara. Sha'af al-pi shalo baka b'yom ha-tviya l'hafzik b'tara monim b'yom ha-machras shivan akiyam. So it could be the Mechaber understood, even in the Ravid and the Ramban, that there isn't even a l'chafila. Okay, the Sha'af writes of Katan Aleph that the minig is to do a hefzik tara even in the case of tavuli nasa. So even though the Ikra didn't, the Mechaber passing is it's not necessary, the Shach writes that the minig is to do a hefzik tara. Fine, then the Mechaber continues. And Miyu.
It's the Shach's time, we're still marrying Tamar.
No. So we see Tamar.
No, because the Torah Shlomo was saying that, oh, this whole din was only Shaykh when you're marrying Tamar, but for sure you need a hefzik tara in regular Shivan Akiyam, so what's not called the Shach and Shulchan Aruch?
I think it's more of a nogeh from Mislek Estama. And Mislek Estama also has a din of Tavuli Nasei, right? So they're. You're right. Torah Shlomim said in the context of Tana, he could have said Mislek Estama also, which is probably the more Lamaisa case than Tana. But nothing else. Oh no, the Shach, you're saying the Shach's writing, Eidonog will have to be Tara Aflu Besula.
Sounds like he's understanding the Shulchan
Aruch
as a regular person, not a Ketana.
Well, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about a regular person, in theory, where Nidus isn't on, where the woman's not already in Nida. But you're asking, is the Shulchan talking about a minhag, so the minhag presumably talking about what the practice is, not what the theory is. So why does he say, Nagul has the Vitara Aflu Besula? I guess anyway, you need a hefzik tara because she's a nida. Okay, Sarah? Not sure. Okay, then the Mechaber goes on. L'niyu tzricha b'dika tosai. So even though there's no requirement in Yikra din of a hefzik tara, there is a requirement of b'dika. It doesn't tell you how many b'dikas. Ramah as kol yom lechachila. Lechachila, you should have bedikas every day. Mi b'di eved and lo baka asma rak pam achas toch shiva sagi. B'di eved, as long as you have one bedika during those 7 days, that's sufficient. Take a look at the shakus of katan beis. Kosa beis yel seif. L'das harash lechachila b'yashvich alidah kol yom b'yashiva. According to the Rosh Lechachila, you have to have a bidik every day. Mi b'di eved b'pam achas shabaka tov shiva sagi delo adifa mi roa v'adois. That's what Beis Yosef says, l'das harash, that nigger din, even by regular shiva nekiyim, as long as you have one bidika, that's sufficient b'di eved. So there should be no worse. V'nir tzalomar delo adifa mi roa v'adois tisfil l'arash v'kaman. The Rosh himself holds that even by regular Shivan Akiyam, b'di avid, as long as you have one bidika, that's sufficient. We assume Allah and Allah, the Rajas will see that the minimum bedikas are days 1 and 7. You should say the same thing over here. Right, the ruling asset. Avalinir came to ask the rabbi Akronim, Avalinir just relay, the Afa came to the Rasa of Adai, Adatvei, that even if we're mafmir against the Rosh, but regular Shivanakim, that you need a minimum of bedikas on day 1 and 7, you could be made over the Evi by the ruling asset because it's only a chumra anyway. There's no Re'iyah Vadois, so it's sufficient for the Evet to have a single Vedika. So, Lucha Chila every day, Bidi Evet, as long as there's one Vedika, that's sufficient. So, take a look at the Taz here. The Taz is bothered by a Kasha from Parshas HaShavua. Right, the Taz Sukkot and Aleph. Shema Machmas Kima Kasa Magen Mishnah Dizuhi Midrabana. The whole din of Dam Chimud is only a din Rabana. The Hei Machmir Bigzei Rezos Umin HaTorah Muteres Gemura Shrei Afilu Rasa Belor Gasha Min HaTorah Ina Tumei HaKosha Gein Zuh Shalom Asa Afilu Kesem Min HaTorah. If a woman sees a Kesem without her Gasha, then she's Torah. So Kosha Gein, if she doesn't see anything here, in the case of Dam Chimud, she should be Torah min haTorah. Ubezan nichali had the isa perakam desoto gabe tamar vateishu pesach einayim shenasne einayim lidvareha shamar Yehuda Torah niminida. So what happened by Tamar and Yehuda? Why wasn't there a requirement of shivin akiyim because of Dam Chimud? There was no waiting. That was a short engagement of less than 24 hours. The kasha, hatzvichem shivin akiyim, achar shen esfaisu biyachad, lisa zuzu. So where was the shivin akiyim of dam chimud of tabuli nasei by Yehuda and Tamar, and where was the shivin akiyim for Rus and Boaz? Well, if ima shekasati nicha, da dayin lo haisek zeir azos. So, if we assume there's only a Dinder Abbanon, so you can say the Dinder Abbanon was established later, and the Rush himself said it didn't even exist. Sorry.
The Deal from the Rambam
was that it was part of Chumra Benos Yisrael Reb Zera. Right. So, whenever it was established, it didn't exist B'mei Ha'avos, it didn't exist in time of Tanakh. So it's not a kasha from Yehuda and Tamar, not a kasha from Rus and Boaz. Elu sarachia, kevishim midrabanan heicham etzin shechidshu gzeiruzu. So then you have to look at the timeline. If that's true, salin midrabanan. So when in history was this established? Because if you're going to tell me it was Rava, there seems to be indication that it existed even earlier than Rava. The Nira Li, the Ba'osa Shah Shigasa Chacham Alexamim, the Isa Reis Tim and Kupsadi, Levitiv, Vishul Shal Rikisha, Nasa Gam Zerizos. So the Taz thinks that it was part of the original Zeras Summit. Fine. Then he gives a second taret. The onir of the taret, the gabe tamar verus, lo hayachasha shematira machmas chibud, demiyad shenispayis Yehuda uboaz, os hayu imahem bemita, vahavele kemi shiesh lo pas besilo, vashenke bishar kala. So, the Taz suggests that maybe there's no dinner to really not say Tzvika Leishiv Shivnakiyim if there's going to be an immediate marriage or immediate relationship after the Tabuli Naseh. That's like Pas Pasilo. Like regular Kala, there's a period of engagement, there's some break between the Tabuli Naseh and when you actually have the wedding, so then we're worried about Dam Kimu. But if everything's instantaneous or almost instantaneous right away, then there's no concern about dam chimur. The Chavis Das takes issue with this Taz. Piskei Tshuva here, Sifkat and Gimel, of course the Chavis Das, Sifkat and Aleph. The Chavis Das doesn't think that he should be mechale between a long time and a short time. Lenin and Durem Shirim. Shouldn't make a difference, man hu is man ruba. So what's the difference? So Chavis Das says, Nira lefinik niyastaiti, Nira Pasha, that the only, the din, the Xeris Chazal of Dam Chimud, that's only Chimud shall nisuit. Why is there more chimud by nesuin? Because to have the status of shem nesua, that creates a higher level of chimud. Yosef Rashi Ish Rosa Lisa Ish Rosa Linase Tavu Me Satandu Aval Biyah Shel Znus Ein La Chimud. So the whole notion of dam chimud only exists if it's leading up to nesuin, not Znus. That only answers Tamar, not Rus, right? They're only concerned about Dam Chimud for Chimud Nesuin, not Znus. Then he has another suggestion, that maybe there's no concern of Tavu Linasei where there's a Moch Docha concerted before the Tfiyah. So it's true that a Bedika after the Tfiyah is not going to help because maybe there's Tiva Stavka Chardel that got lost. But if you have a Moch Docha Gwosa Makom before the Tfiyah, then if there's any Dam, the Moch Docha is going to catch the Dam. So the Chavis Das suggests that maybe Tamar and Rus inserted a Moch Dachuk before the Tfiyah. Concern of Dam Chimud is that maybe there's a Tibas Dam Kachardal, so the Moch Dacha would catch it.
We said that it sounds like there's a little plug that we're afraid that it's just going to get lost. It sounds like you can't do it.
It's going to get lost if there's somewhere to get lost. But if you have a Moch Dacha, there's nowhere to get lost.
According to the Chavis Das, if you have a Moch Dacha.
That's what he says.
It's a very cool one.
It's a big cooler, so again, we'll have to talk next time about what the Shas of Tavul, what the time of Tavul Inasa is. But in theory, if in a situation where there's a 1 week engagement and the woman knows that she's about to be proposed to and they're going to get married in a week, so if she were to insert a Moch Dacha before the proposal, then she wouldn't have to count Shiv in the queue if she wasn't in need anyway. So yeah, it's a big kula in theory, but we'll see. It's not terribly relevant in practice. Now, all these Teirutzim seem to assume that, because if you don't say like the first Teirutz of the Taz, it means that we're ascribing this Chumra of Dam Chimud to the period of the Avos. So does that mean to say that it's really a Daraisa? Or a Chashash Daraisa? The Chavis Das is still using terminology of Gazer Chazal.
The famous Chazal on Eikev Asher Shemata and Holy Shemata Shemata that you now have the Gazeris.
Yeah. And the Taz's starting point seems to assume is the Dabar Pasha that if it's only Darabani, you don't have to worry that this isn't something that exists to be made of us. Even if that's true, do we assume... Okay. maybe. So this is the closest that you would get to suggesting that we're talking about a did the raisa here. So not really did the raisa, but if we're concerned that it existed b'meha avos, then it's maybe stronger than a historically grounded gzeira derabanan in a minute. We didn't get as far as I thought we would, but I think we have to stop here. And we'll pick up tomorrow.
End of
Seder. Sorry?
End of Seder.
See if Rav Schechter is giving a chabur tomorrow. I think he needs his turn. If Rav Schechter does give a chabur tomorrow,